Welcome to Talking Facts, and thank you for tuning in to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts, a podcast collaboration between the University of Kentucky Markey Cancer Center and the UK Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food and Environment's Cooperative Extension Service. We will share with you the latest developments in cancer prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and research from the experts at Markey Cancer Center, Kentucky's only National Cancer Institute-designated comprehensive cancer center. Talking Facts is hosted by the UK Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts, a partnership between the UK Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food and Environment and the Markey Cancer Center. I am Mindy Metulli, your host, Extension Specialist for Instructional Support with Family and Consumer Sciences Extension at the University of Kentucky. My guest is Tamara Carey, who is a professional surgical oncology advanced provider with the Markey Cancer Center. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Before we get started talking about the high-risk gastrointestinal clinic, let's just talk about what you do as surgical oncology advanced provider. What does that actually mean?
So I am a surgical oncology advanced provider. My official education is as a family nurse practitioner. So I have a master's degree in nursing. So this is actually a specialty. And the patients that we see are the ones that have cancers in upper GI tract, which including stomach, liver, pancreas, and small bowel, and upper part of intestine. So those patients come to surgical oncology and most of them undergo surgery, which performed by my doctors, by my surgeons. And so my role in those clinics is to assess the patients to make sure that they're, you know, eligible for surgery and fit for surgery, and then follow them post-surgically and, you know, long-term surveillance as well. So another role is to provide services to the patients who have family history of certain cancers that predispose them for high risk of developing similar cancers, or they have genetic mutations that will also predispose them of developing multiple cancers or a single cancer in upper GI tract. I also have a few patients that actually, well, they are not GI patients, but they, under my surveillance, due to the risk of developing cancers in any actually region of the body, which, as you probably can understand, is hard to monitor. So those, you know, I don't have a lot of those patients, but they're come to my high-risk clinic as well.
So at the clinic, you see patients who have already been diagnosed with cancers, but then also you see patients who are at a risk of developing a cancer because of their genetic predisposition or because of other risk factors that they might exhibit?
Yes, that's correct.
When someone comes to the upper GI clinic for high-risk patients, do they go through something different than what they would go to if they were going to a regular GI clinic?
Yes, absolutely. So for the high-risk GI clinic, those patients actually have been already evaluated by genetic counselors, and they've been counseled on their risks. So they're pretty aware of their mutations that they have, or their family history, or their own personal risks of developing cancers. So they have drive and they have kind of basic knowledge from those meetings, prior meetings, when they come see me. So when they come see me in the clinic, what I do is I actually develop the plan for their lifelong surveillance, which can include multiple surveillance modalities, such as procedures or imaging. And I make sure that those, you know, surveillance modalities happen. If it needs to be approved by insurance, I, you know, talk to insurance. If it needs to be scheduled, I make sure they get scheduled timely. And then I follow on the results with the patients. And then we, you know, making sure that the patient continue follow up on the scheduled basis with the, you know, more difficulties of trying to find a provider who can perform the procedures. So basically, I make it easy for the patients to continue with all of their surveillance and preventative treatments if needed.
That sounds amazing. And I'm sure that that gives people a lot of peace of mind just to know that somebody is has their back, so to speak.
Right. So I'm kind of like their quarterback on that aspect of their life. So if, you know, I always tell my patients, if something happens, if you're concerned or new symptoms appear, you know where to find me. I'm your person. Be happy to see you, you know, sooner than, you know, scheduled, and we will address everything you need.
So people aren't going to come to you directly. They're going to come to you after something has happened. So either they're scheduled for surgery, right, or they have had this counseling with the genetic counselors that has identified them as someone who might be at risk for upper GI cancer, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Before we wrap up, is there anything else our listeners need to know about the high-risk upper GI clinic at the Markey Cancer Center?
Well, you know, I'd like for them to know that if they have any concerns about their family history, but they don't know where to reach and who to reach to, we would be happy for them to reach to our clinic.
Okay.
That so we can arrange for them appropriate either a genetic counseling testing or other, you know, whatever they have in mind and whatever the concerns they have in mind, we would be happy to address, as we would be their resource to find and work up that they need.
And I think that is such an important point to make, that I have found that everyone that we talk to at Markey is so patient focused. And they want to make sure that the patient is getting the proper needs, a care that they need. And so if it's not you, you help them find the person that they need. And I appreciate that. And I'm sure that the patients do as well.
Yes, absolutely. It is very, you know, healthcare is very confusing and the UK is very big, you know, resources and a lot of providers. And I'm sure it's overwhelming even for medical people to find appropriate resources. So, you know, I'm always happy to be the person to kind of navigate things to the point where we do help patients to either find a certain provider or get to that point and help them with whatever they need to be helped with.
Well, thank you so much for that. And Tamara, as always, we provide links to the Markey Cancer Center and how to find a provider. And so we will have that in the show notes. And so people will be able to look for you and find you directly if they want to go that route. Thanks again for taking the time to share with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts, and we are available wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Thank you for listening to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts. Our goal is to connect you with the latest advances in cancer research in the Commonwealth. If you enjoyed today's podcast and have a suggestion for a future show topic, please message us on the UK Markey Cancer Center Facebook page at facebook.com/UK Markey or visit our website at markey.uky.edu for more information. You can find University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension programs at your local Extension office or online at fcs.uky.edu. Building strong families, building Kentucky. It starts with us.